At the UPS Store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
Your local, the everything you need to be unstoppable store. The UPS Store. Be unstoppable. The UPS Store locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours may vary. See center for details.
Homegrown Radio, broadcasting live, of course, homegrownradio.net. Shouts to all the affiliates. We got a lot of affiliates at Homegrown Radio everywhere.
Spotify, come on.
Well, come on, man. Stop.
Come on home.
At Homegrown Radio, Instagram, Twitter, of course, Facebook, and Snapchat. All of that, man. Look, in the house, Chuck Dizzle, DJ Head. We got a special guest with us right now. She's not really special. Well, she is special.
Special. What are you talking
She's
about?
Special, but we see you every day, so it's kind of like, you know.
But they don't see me every day. The listeners.
Ani the Virgin. Is in the house. Do you like that term? Like the virgin still to be attached to your shit?
No, I don't.
Why not?
I don't like it anymore. Not because that's not what I am, but I actually thought about it. I'm like, yo, like one day I'm gonna have sex and it might be soon. I don't know when it's gonna be. I don't want my family to sort of hear about it. I don't want that to be a topic of discussion for anyone. Like, the older I got, the more I realized, like, okay, this is seriously going to happen one day.
Wait, how did you get coined to turn Ani the Verge? I mean,
well,
obviously
I was okay with it. I was completely okay with it, right? I kind of, like, helped come up with it. Not really, but I was asked, is that okay? I was like, yeah, totally, and I picked that.
But that was early
that
in
was
your career.
Two and a half years ago.
And you don't mind, how old are you right now?
Now, I just turned 24 last week.
Oh, happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
So this was early in your game and in the radio game. You're early in your career. So you were coined a virgin because you
everyone knew I was a virgin. I don't mind that people know. I just don't want it to be a big deal when I do lose my virginity.
The thing that I feel like about you is that you're kind of similar to a rapper that's named Little. Like Lil Bow Wow or Lil Zane or Lil whoever.
Mm-hmm.
Like once you get older, once you get past that,
you realize that wasn't the.
It's like, I fucked up.
Yeah,
I fucked up.
Well, not
name.
Really effed up because you know it's cool because I would get messages from people and DMs and stuff. And honestly, you guys would be surprised. It was guys mainly.
Yeah, of course.
A lot of guys.
Of course.
Was very rare for girls, but you would be surprised. These guys were like most of the messages. Said, I hope my daughter turns out like you. Thank you so much for putting it out there that you are a virgin because I have a daughter and it makes her feel okay. Like we've had a conversation after, like, it makes her feel okay to be a virgin at this age. That's like the stuff I would get. And I'm like, that's really dope.
That's good and all, but how many of those guys are trying to smash?
No one. Oh, Doc's standing out
Doc
there.
Right
He's
there.
Gonna
Come
be
on.
Listening
Doc,
to this.
Here.
Hold
it.
Doc, turn the mic off.
I'm actually working, but I saw that you had
Doc Winter.
Doc Winter, our boss, is in the building.
First of all, the podcast is I really enjoy the podcast.
Appreciate
Thank you,
that,
Doc. Thank you.
If you guys had already worked for me, I'd hire you. And as you
You're
know, hired. You know, being a program director, I've often made recommendations. There's somebody that you need to interview. And that would be Ani because I think she'd be on that bullshit about being a virgin.
We were just talking about that.
Exactly.
And you're going to listen to this podcast, so you'll hear that. But I was just saying, like, to Chuck, I get so many DMs from people, mainly guys, older guys, and it's not perverted. They'll say, like, yo, I just heard Big say you're a virgin. Is that true? I'm like, yeah. They're like, you know, my daughter was in the car. One guy said, he's like, and she just turned. And I was like, honey, like, see, it's okay to be a virgin kind of thing. He's like, it makes my daughter feel like it's okay to be a virgin when you get older. You don't have to lose it. And a lot of guys are like, I hope my daughter turns out like that. Like, thank you.
But what I'm saying is that how many of those guys are secretly trying to smash, though?
Like, I wouldn't know.
How many of those, like, those guys that said that, did they hit you up and, you know, try to follow up
with? Let me
be
honest with you. Every guy that kind of, like, says, hey, what's up, or whatever, I don't assume they're going to smash. Once you continue a conversation, I'm like, okay, they're probably trying to smash.
Yeah.
But I know the difference. And those guys didn't seem like they wanted to smash. They never hit on me after. They're like, okay, well, I hope you have a great day. You know, keep it up. Thank you.
They're going for that long-term effect.
Yeah.
Yeah, like,
keep it up. Like,
keep up, like, no. Like, really, that's what it is. So I'm just kind of like, okay, cool.
Because I'm going to look forward to hearing it.
Absolutely.
But I want to make sure you guys really probe.
Oh, this is just the beginning.
Oh, okay.
This is just the beginning.
Hey, thank you, Doc. We appreciate
good luck. Good luck.
You. Ladies and gentlemen. Doc
Winters. We gotta figure out why we put the S on that.
Here. Doc
yes.
Virgin here.
Not at all. Not a virgin.
Listen,
go ahead.
Virgin is the most terrible sexual experience ever. That just dawned on me. I wanted to speak on that. Just because Ani is sitting next to me, like I had two terrible experiences with
why,
a friend.
Why?
And I'll never
terrible?
Do it again. Well, no. Okay. Let me rephrase. I'm sorry. One terrible experience with my ex-girlfriend, Christina.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So
I hate when you put girls on blast. It makes me cringe.
Well, I mean, it could be.
What do you mean? I'm not putting her on blast.
You said her name. Like, she knows who she is. People know you. They know who you are. If you were with this girl, you took her virginity, it must have been a big deal. So why would you put her name on blast like that?
Maybe it was special.
Anyway.
How long were you with her for?
Fuck all that.
How long were you with?
4 or 5 months.
That's still something.
But anyway, fuck all that.
She was your girlfriend.
It was just bad because, like, she was an ooch oucher. And then you're like,
she was a virgin. Yeah, what did you
expect from that, though?
You're stereotypical.
Did you know she was a virgin prior to smashing?
I did know she was a virgin.
You did?
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you expect, you wouldn't expect her to be loose or, you know.
No.
Hold on. She's a virgin. You are a black man. And stereotypically, how big are your shoes, right?
Okay, so
what do you mean?
All right. Fuck all that. So, Ani, when you do lose your virginity, because it's going to happen, when do you think it's going to happen? Do you think it's going to happen, like, with this summer? When do you think that the time is going to be over?
I think before I turn 25. So but it's not going to happen this summer for sure.
And your birthday was when?
My birthday was last July 5, last week.
Okay, so we're 350 days in for you to lose your virginity. So the countdown is officially on.
But when I do lose my virginity, I'm going to say this right now. You guys will not know.
Because
I'm just going to start telling people after today when they say, are you still a virgin? I'm just going to be like, I don't know.
So, okay. So that's the cue. Once you say, I don't know.
No, I'm going to start right after this interview. I'm going to start, I don't know.
The thing is, like, virginity, they try to shame people for it. And I don't think that's cool. Like, I think being a virgin is cool, except if I got to have sex with you.
And I'm totally, no, but I get him. I get what he's saying, because we've had this conversation before, and he said, you know, if she's a virgin, I'm going to tell her, like, go lose it. Get some experience, then come.
That. I told a girl that. I said,
and
look,
come
go.
Back.
Yeah, go
come get some experience.
Go do your shit. You want to add some shit to your resume.
What I want
to
know
is come back and apply for the job.
Is your experience being a virgin in this day and being in the industry and dating life for you, how is that when you talk to a guy initially? Is that the first thing that pops up, or is it something that comes up when they're trying to inch in and make that move? Like, when do you put that guard up?
Are we talking about the industry, or are we talking about just
guys
in general?
In general, okay, guys who are trying to date you.
Honestly, it doesn't really come up. If it does come, there's only probably been one guy I straight up told, like, we were having, like, lunch, and then we were just talking for, like, 3 hours, and in between there, I was like, oh, yeah, like, I'm a virgin, and he was like, yeah, I know, like, I've heard, or whatever, because, you know, we post it on social media, we say it on air, so it's kind of like, oh, okay, and I've had people come and make fun of me, like, hey, virgin, but more of, like, industry friends.
Gotcha.
And as for guys that I just talked to outside of that one guy, most of them don't really find out until, like, probably 3-4 months or longer, because they'll make like a sexual joke, and I'll be like, if I feel like it's getting a little too far, I'll be like, honestly, I don't know what that means. Like, I'm still a virgin. And they'll be like, what?
Wow. So all the jokes and the references, you just have no
idea. It depends. Like, if it's you guys making it, if it's my friends making those jokes, I totally go. I'm like the biggest pervert.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, I'm the biggest pervert. You'd be surprised.
Fucking pervert, are you a virgin?
How are you a virgin pervert?
Do you guys see what's on TV nowadays?
We see that, but you don't experience it. So
do you listen to the music I listen to?
Of course. But I mean, okay, let me ask you this. Let's kind of set the tone. When you say you are a virgin, you've had no penetration.
No.
Okay. What about, listen.
Yeah.
Oral?
No.
Done or
nothing. Making out, that's it.
Hand job?
No.
God damn.
You never groped the bulge?
If I say, have you ever grabbed?
Like, you guys have to understand. Like,
no, that's what we're trying to understand.
So what I'm trying to say is, you have to be, like, very comfortable with the person to do something like that. Like, I don't want anyone that I don't know touching me. That's why I don't even go to clubs like that. If I go to a club, if it's like we're having an event, and not to be bougie or anything, but like, we'll just sit there together, whatever the thing is, we'll be in our corner, because I don't like random people touching me.
I'm gonna be very, very direct. I'm gonna be very graphic right now. Have you ever felt an erect dick?
No.
So when you're when you're dancing with guys, when you're at a club.
I don't dance with. I've never danced with a guy.
Never danced with a guy in a club.
Never
danced
with a guy. I've never danced on everything.
Out of here.
And I went to Vegas too, right?
And it's not even funny, but how do you avoid that? How do you avoid, like.
Because I told you, I go mainly when it's our events. So when it's our events, we'll usually, like, have a spot, like a radio event or something. We all know the DJ, right?
Prior to that, like,
didn't go. I started radio when I was 18.
Oh, okay.
So I started radio like straight out of high school. I started knowing a lot of the DJs. I started interning at Power 106 when I was 18 for E-Man and Jeff Garcia.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's a sports dude. And from there, it's like, people would tell me a lot of the experiences they had. So I kind of like just, my first club I went to was when Big Boy was there. It was for Yessie's party, and it was at Belasco.
Gotcha.
And Big Boy even asked me if he wanted me, like, he's like, do you want me to drop you off home? I was like, no, it's okay. My mom's here.
Oh, wow. So you really just green to everything at that point.
Yeah, like I literally started when I was 18. So but what is that, 6 years?
So, but you said you saw.
Yeah, I've seen it. I've even seen it on Louis sometimes where we pointed it out. We're like, Louis, like, what's going on?
You saw Louis get hard?
Recently, I think so. Whoa. Me and Monica were pointing.
When did Louis get hard?
I don't remember. So see each other so much.
Hey, wait, I want to know when Louis got hard.
I don't remember. He's probably on the Instagram
just
live.
In the studio and just
no, he was doing like his activity stuff, and we're like, Louis.
I think
it's when he was probably getting waxed by that girl, maybe.
Oh,
I don't remember.
No, she was bad. Oh, shit. I got hard too.
She was beautiful.
Hey,
she was so pretty.
Louis had his shirt off.
Get the
one in his shirt
fuck
off.
I think so.
Yeah,
and listen, we started pointing. We're like, Louis.
That was Idea's homegirl. That little that wax chick.
She was beautiful.
I would definitely get erect.
Get the fuck out
of the show.
So okay. You said you're a pervert though.
Oh, I'm a pervert.
So how can you be? Do you watch porn? Like
no.
what makes you a pervert?
So I love music, right?
Mm-hmm.
Huge J. Cole fan, huge Kendrick fan, Eminem, Kanye. And what I do is, and Cuddy, what I do is I like to look at the lyrics and actually try to understand the lyrics. And a lot of their lyrics are perverted too. So while I sing those lyrics, and I know this sounds silly, but I didn't get into hip hop when I got into radio. I've been into hip hop.
Right.
I've been like biggest Eminem fan since I was a kid, and my mom bought me the CD, then heard it, then made me return it to Best Buy. Shout out to my mom. But yeah, so it basically comes off of that. Like when you constantly hear these lyrics, like kids pick up on things, and then you're like, wait, what's a magic stick?
Right.
Like I didn't know what a magic stick was in fourth grade,
about?
Or I was going to fifth grade.
Fourth grade.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I was
when magic stick came.
Yeah.
Like,
old as shit.
And
right?
I was
old.
No,
I was old.
I was in college.
That shit. I knew exactly what the fuck they were talking about.
I did it. So I'm sitting in the class. I'm like, I got the magic stick. And I'm waving my pencil like this, thinking that it's a legit magic stick.
So who stopped
you? And my teacher comes to me. She's like, you need to stop saying that. And I was like, why? It's just a magic stick.
It's
look
just
at
a
me.
Magic stick. I have a wand.
And
hello?
I was like a really sassy kid. So I was like, look at me. It's a magic stick. And the guys are around me. They're like, yeah, she's cool. And I'm like, yeah. And the teacher's like, you do that again?
I'm trying to get you some magic stick. That's what it was.
Oh, my God. Now.
She's like, can you imagine, dog? Like in the classroom, like, I got the magic
yeah,
stick.
I had a pencil in my hand. I'm like, I got the magic stick. I felt cool because I'm like, I know a 50
teacher's
cent
about to snatch
song.
So have you never like heard your parents get out or nothing?
Oh,
like
gross.
That?
Stop.
Have you?
Stop. No. Ew. Gross.
Really?
How do you think you got it?
How do you hide that?
I don't want to talk about this.
Well, I'm just saying, like, how do you hide that shit from like kids? Like, I found my mom's vibrator.
You walked in on your mom
whoa,
having sex
out,
and she
out,
didn't
time
stop.
Time out, time out, wait. This is breaking news right now. The fuck?
Yeah, I found my mom's vibrator like when I was like, we was moving, like, we was in Lakewood or something, and, like, it was some shit going off in the suitcase. It was some shit going, and then I was like, what the fuck is that? And I was with the homie, too. So that's what made it worse.
So
we had to open that suitcase up and silence the noise. And
wait, so was it like, in the shape of something? Or
oh, no, it was for show.
Oh,
it was for show. It had three levers on it. One was the tremble. One was...
But was it the shape of...
Oh, yeah, it was, yeah.
Do the girls actually stick that in them?
Yes, they do. And then there was one lever.
Have you seen a vibrator?
I don't think
have you
so.
You seen a dildo, right?
I don't. I know I have.
I never told
work.
My.
I never told my mom this
either. That's fucked up.
Find out.
Yeah, she because
she subscribed for sure.
Yeah, my mom for sure listened to the podcast,
she
and she was like, yeah, your podcast.
Yeah.
I like, look, mom,
you in this shit right
hi,
now.
Hi, Heads Mom. So, do you remember the time where he walked in on you and then you walked in on him and then he didn't stop having sex?
Okay,
so rude.
You know, fuck all that. You okay? So, but growing up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Naturally, as you're an adolescent,
mm-hmm.
things happen. So. Can you honestly say and be very fucking honest at this point?
Yeah.
Have you ever been horny in your life?
No, because
get
no.
The
let me
fuck
tell you, or I
you
or
never,
I didn't know.
Have you ever
she don't
wanted
know when
to,
she horny?
Okay.
Maybe
have you
I
ever
don't.
Wanted to have sex?
No. So let me tell you
she don't
why.
Have those
urges. We didn't grow. Look, I don't know exactly like what that feeling is. And I'm okay with that. So growing up, this is how I grew up, right? I'm Armenian,
okay.
100% Armenian. I moved to America when I was 3 years old, and I've lived in Hollywood my entire life since then. So where I went to school, there was a lot of...
At the UPS store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
Your local, the everything you need to be unstoppable store. The UPS store. Be unstoppable. The UPS store locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours may vary. See center for details.
Armenian kids. And it's kind of, I've never had a boyfriend. So it's kind of like if an Armenian girl had sex with a guy, everyone knew, up to your uncle, your brother, your parents, and then you're like the family. You brought the family a lot of shame, and it's so very much like that. So it's kind of like you can have sex with your boyfriend that you've been with for 3 years. Mm-hmm. You have sex, and then you try to date someone else. That guy's gonna tell everyone. Yeah. Now everyone knows that you've had sex with one person, but that makes you a hoe. Because mm-hmm. what happens in an Armenian family is like when you marry the girl. Recently, my neighbor got married, right? Uh-huh. Like this past weekend, and when the guy has sex with a girl, she starts bleeding, right? Naturally. Yeah, right. Yeah. So what the guy's side of the family does is goes to the daughter's house, takes a red apple or like something red, and they say, thank you for keeping your daughter pure. Meaning sometimes they'll take the bed sheets.
Wow.
Depends on what it is.
Get the fuck out of here.
So they take the sheets from the virgin's
depends. They used to do that. Yeah. But now I heard they just take a red apple or some families will just go and be like, you know, thank you. Because it's like dude will call up the mom and dad and be like, yeah, she was good. And I'm like, my family doesn't do that.
Oh, so it's really like your information is kind of public at this point.
Yeah.
It's all your business is out there. So it comes from a point for you where it's like you don't want your shit to be out there.
And that's exactly why when the whole Ani the Virgin thing came and I was like, man. Man, like, that's crazy. I didn't, like...
So, wait. So, in Armenian culture, it was customary for you to lose your virginity, and then the guy would take the sheets, the bloody sheets, to the family. Like, thank you for keeping your
daughter. That's what I've been told.
That's some bullshit.
So I didn't believe that.
When's the last time that you've experienced that or seen that as far as cousin, relative, anybody in your family?
This last week, my neighbors.
So, your neighbor...
So, the guy came over, right? The guy's parents came over. The parents are supposed to come over, and I think it's mainly the females. And then they called my mom. They're like, hey, you know, the guy's side of the family is here. Do you want to come downstairs and have some coffee with us? And my mom's like, no. My mom's not
into
that.
My
mom's not into that whole traditional stuff. And I'm like, mom, like, that's so disgusting. You guys actually do that? She's like, for us, we didn't, because her family didn't grow up like that.
What about your dad?
My dad, no, they didn't. Like, okay. My parents never had that. But that's very traditional.
Everybody around them.
My cousin got married 2 years ago. They did that. And then my other cousin got married 4 years ago. They did that. And I'm like, that's not normal.
Okay. So let me ask you this. You said you've kissed guys, right?
Yeah.
You've made out with guys, right? One, multiple, or?
My first guy I kissed was a pop kiss at 19.
Okay. A what? Wait, a what?
A pop kiss.
What's a pop kiss?
Like,
oh, that's a peck.
Pop kiss.
It's a peck.
It's a pop kiss.
It's a peck. What
the kids say pop kiss nowadays.
Okay. I guess a motherfucker's just that old and motherfuckers don't say peck no more. All right, so that was at what age?
That was at 19.
At 19?
Yeah.
You had a peck.
Yeah.
So this is literally after you started working for the radio station.
Yeah, and they were like...
And was that a big deal when that happened? Like, did you tell people?
Oh, my God. Okay, so...
How do people know?
Yeah. Across the street... Right?
Yeah.
So across the street, what happened is when I was working at Power 106, I would also intern for Jay Cruz mm-hmm. and Justin Credible, who did the night show. And they would also make fun of me for not being, for being a virgin, but like jokely, not bad
or anything like that.
So when I had my first kiss, I came running. I would work from like 7 p.m. to 12 a.m. as an intern. I came running. I'm like, guess what? I had my first kiss. Like, okay, it was a pop kiss, but still, like, it's over with.
And see, this shit that you talking, you just said a second ago that you don't want nobody to know. But now, when this happens, you know what I'm saying?
At that
you
point, though, it still was like, because I wanted to have that pop kiss so bad, because I was getting made fun of for not having my first kiss. So I was like, damn, like, I'm really a loser. I need to go get my first kiss.
So fast forward to your first kiss with tongue.
No.
You've never had a kiss with tongue.
I have, and that was more recently. More recently, actually, like, wow. I just learned how to kiss.
So,
I've kissed
prior
in total,
to that,
aside from the pop kiss.
Okay.
I've kissed three guys?
Three guys total. One guy was a pop.
And I believe it.
Two guys
were
made out, kind of with tongue, kind of.
No.
One guy with tongue?
The last one.
The last one with tongue. So what made this situation even more...
Yeah, well, what got him the tongue?
What got him the tongue versus the other two?
He's probably the only one that I've ever liked so much in my entire life, ever. And with him, like, okay, so I didn't know how to kiss with the other guys, right? I would just kind of, like, pretend like I did. Right. And I would, like, kind of move away from the whole subject when we were dating. And then after that, so with this guy, I was like, guys, I told my friends, I'm like, look, if he tries to kiss me, I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, I don't know how to kiss. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to straight up tell him. Like, I'm that comfortable with him. So
how long were you guys dating? before this point, happened, yeah.
We were talking and dating maybe for like 4 or 5 months.
No kiss, no nothing.
4 months, I'd
now,
say.
Now, were you guys exclusive or was it just like, hey, you date whoever you want,
when I talk to someone... Like, maybe, like, I would tell him, like, you know, like, I do talk to other guys and stuff, but once, and I only say that to see, like, what he says about that, because I don't want anyone to control what I'm doing.
Gotcha.
But once I'm talking to one person, my entire focus is on that one person and my work.
So you blow up your whole roster at that point.
I don't blow it up. Like, I'll still text guys
back.
You put
them motherfuckers on hold.
No, but if somebody, like,
keep your stable on, you know what I'm saying?
If someone hits on me or someone says something, or if he sees, like, a guy texting, I'll be like, yeah, like, you could totally, like, see what he's saying. I don't care, but I don't go on dates with other people. I'm not, like, sexually active or kissing it. I'm not doing that.
So
it's
when you get with this one guy, now that you've been dating for 4 or 5 months, this comes up. He goes in for the kiss?
Well, no, I already knew he was going to go in, and I'm telling you, I'm so comfortable with him. So I was like, just so you know, like, I don't really know how to kiss. So if you try to kiss me and I don't kiss you back, it's not because I don't want to. It's because I don't really know how to kiss.
Like, that ain't fucking awkward.
No, but you know I didn't. It wasn't awkward when I said it. That's what I'm telling you. Like, if you feel comfortable with someone,
yeah,
like.
But I'm just saying, that's like, Chuck, like, that's like when you get ready to hit smash a girl. When you get ready to smash a girl, she's like, look, just so you know, I'm really fertile.
But
it's
no.
Like, what the fuck? Like,
so I had to say it, though. So I could say that guy's the one who taught me how to kiss, so he could pretty much know.
So when you kiss this guy, that guy, mm-hmm. right, what's going through your head?
Kind of like, oh my God, I'm gonna mess up, he's gonna think I'm a horrible kisser.
You're thinking so much
in her head.
And you know what it is, and people will always like comment on my lips, right? They'll be like, man, those are kissable lips. I'm like, man,
have they ever said you had DSL? Have you ever said you
had
DSL?
No.
She never heard of that.
You never heard DSL?
No, I've heard, people will come and be like, yo, your lips are like, I just want to kiss it. So while that happens, I'm like, oh my God, I wonder if he thinks like my lips are really not all that and they suck. So like totally self-conscious.
Talk about Monica, you know what DSL is, right?
Yeah. Monica's like, yep, I know.
I know if you didn't hear the last podcast, Monica's on there.
Man, make sure you go listen to the previous podcast. What is it called again?
What is it called?
Once you go black.
Okay, for the record, Monica, go on and let him know what, go and let Ani know what DSL means.
Dick sucking lips.
You hear that? Did you hear that?
I've never heard that before. No, I searched up DSL.
She Googled it. Wow. She Googled it and it came up the little phone line thing. The little DSL shit.
Yeah, it says DSL is defined.
No.
It stands for digital subscriber line.
That's not what it means.
What I was trying to, I said all that to see if there was a difference between the guys that you were kissing, just to see if you can make a correlation to what horny was. Because after you kiss somebody for a while, like, your body can't fucking just not.
So but I haven't made out with any other guy besides him.
That's what I'm saying.
When you make out with him afterwards, your body don't have urges and shit. Like,
well, it's not like long makeouts, right? Like,
give us let's count down. You're kissing in 3, 2, 1, go. Let's count.
I don't know, honestly. I'm gonna probably end up lying because I really don't have an idea.
What of kissing? How long you kissed him?
Like, for some reason, I just don't pay attention to that.
It can't be for that long, dog.
Like, but it can't
be.
Is it just that, or is it like...
No. More of the other one.
So it's passionate. So look, here's the thing.
Oh, wow.
She don't know. I don't think she has, like, those kind of, like...
urges.
I don't think so. I think it's really just...
I think when I finally have sex, because I think it's all in my head, more or less, because I've been raised... Like, I grew up with a lot of people who were like, sex is bad, sex is bad, sex is bad. And I think, like, mentally, I kind of block that all out, and I don't let myself get there. So I have to mentally get myself to a place where it's kind of like, no, sex is not bad. Sex is okay. Everyone has sex. Because as of right now, I feel like if I lose my virginity, not now, actually, I don't feel like this as much now, but... Before, I'd be like, man, like, if I lose my virginity, like, who am I? I'm not innocent anymore. Like,
who am I?
Yeah, like, no.
Am I Negro? Am I Armenian?
No,
am
but you have to think about it. But you have to think about it. That's like
Ani
a legit thing.
Ani the
She's
Negro.
Back,
that's
Kim.
Funny. Okay, so.
No, but that's like a serious thing that you have to mentally, because. For example,
that's just
fear
your culture,
is
though.
No, it's not even that, but fear is in your head, and something like this is in your head too. It's like you've been taught right from wrong, and sex was always quote unquote wrong.
So why not just wait until marriage if that's the case?
Because at this point, I learned that the way that I was brought up in the school and everything, my parents never came out and said don't have sex before marriage. It was the kids in high school that would like start spreading rumors of something. So Yeah, if I didn't grow up with that, then whenever I got into radio, like, one of the first questions I was asked on the street team was, so, Ani, how many dicks have you sucked? And whoa. I was just like, yeah, I was like, I just stopped. We were at Florentine Gardens. I was like, what?
What's a dick?
And then they asked someone else. They asked someone else, and she's like eight. And whoa. I was like, what's I haven't. Name? I'm going to say it. Damn. I was like, damn.
I know her name.
Damn.
Like, she looking like you, motherfucker.
I don't know.
You?
I don't know.
No, he doesn't. I'm like, if you know her name, you don't want to say it.
I don't know.
But yeah, so that's what happened. And then after that, they turned to me, and I was just like,
is your last name start with a B?
No.
Damn.
Middle name start with a B?
I don't know her
first
middle
name. First
name
start with a B?
No.
I'm like, now I'm, damn, like, now yeah, I'm thinking about people who start with a B, like, is there a Bianca? I don't know.
Is there Bianca? I don't know. Just start naming names.
No, but I think it's more of a mental thing that I have to get. I'm trying to honestly get rid of that whole mental thing.
So is there, do you break it down at this point? Knowing that you pretty much said within a year you kind of want to have sex, right?
Yeah, because I don't want to be the 25-year-old virgin.
Well, I mean, but it's not about that. It's about...
Monica just laughed at me.
She's like, fucking Adam. I got the fuck up out of here.
I got some fuck boys
again. Get out of here.
I got some fuck boys I can, you know, lend you real quick. Now, but I just want to know why... At this point, is it such a sense of urgency if you feel like... Nothing. I don't think anything has changed. There's still people that still say certain things about people that have sex. Like, it's mm-hmm. not going to stop. Like, if you have sex, people are going to know. And rumors may or may not fly. Nothing's pretty much changed since you were a kid to now. So why
my
not?
My mentality has changed.
Your mentality. Okay,
and the people I've been surrounding myself with have changed. Because before, it was people at school that I was always with. It was because, you know, I went to high school, then I went to college, then I went mm-hmm. to university. So it was all of that. But the older that I got, and I started at Power 106 when I was my second
damn,
semester.
She getting a promo and shit.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. My, God, damn, oh, sorry. Shit. So God I started damn. My second semester of college, and that's when I started interning. And from there,
at Power 106?
Yeah.
Sure.
Just say
right
it.
Station. Shout out to Power.
They didn't want me to give them the whole thing, guys. God my damn. Bad. But I work at Real 923 now because we made the move with Big Boy.
God,
I don't do that shit.
This is LA's hip hop and R&B. That was crazy.
Ani, that's six right now. Now,
no.
Okay. So when.
But when I started getting older, like at 18 and a half, I started. Like in the industry, right? You could say. And that's when I started seeing, like, yo, like, everyone's having sex. Like, it's not a big deal.
Are you dating somebody right now?
I will not answer that question.
Okay, so if you are, or you're not, whatever, what's stopping you from having sex with, or whenever you do date somebody, what's gonna hold you up? What's gonna be that
what's
thing?
What's the determining factor?
What's gonna be, thank you?
My feelings. And how I feel, if I trust this guy, if I, at the moment, like, it happens. I honestly, at this point, I'm not planning it out.
I always want to know. Like, when you say trust a guy, what do you mean trust him? Trust
like,
him with what?
Trust that he actually loves me.
He like, loved? Wait.
Because you can't trust whenever, like, someone can say they love you right now, but you can't trust it.
So,
like,
so wait, what if they somebody got to love you to have sex?
Yeah.
But what if they damn. Do, in fact, love you, but they don't necessarily have your trust?
We can work on that.
You want
like,
to work
trust,
on
you know why we can work on that? Because if you lie to me and you say that you love me, like, there's that already loses my trust in you, right? Mm-hmm. But if you say you love me, you actually do, you build trust with someone. I'm not going to meet you for the first time, Chuck, and be like, you know what, Chuck? I trust you. No, right. It's going to take time for me to build that. So if I trust that you do love me, if you show me all that, then I'm going to, like, just take that time and learn to trust you and give you a reason to trust me.
Can you imagine if you had to love the first person you had sex with?
Like, you had to love. Oh, no.
This
no,
girl
no, no,
named
no, no,
Shantae
no.
bamboozled me out of the penis.
Oh, okay. You wow. got raped?
I wasn't raped. She bamboozled me for
Eli,
sure.
I gave it to her willingly. But
I gave it to her willingly.
Yeah.
But I didn't, unbeknownst to me, I was going to give her the penis. I didn't know. She told me she wanted to play PlayStation.
And then
she was like,
you hey. Playing her station.
And I start hooking up the PlayStation and the controller.
Then you start
she
plugging
like,
her
what
shit.
You, doing?
You start plugging her shit after that?
I was starting to plug her shit. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so when you do date, mm-hmm. in past experiences, how is it when you tell a guy, I'm a virgin?
Like, they loved it.
They loved it.
Are they Armenian guys? Or
do they love it?
Mixed.
Do they love it because?
Because it's very exclusive at that point. It's like no one else had it, and it's always kind of like,
I'm
wow,
gonna
like
it.
Not on. They'll yeah, they think they are. But
no, that's it. That's what it is. It's
no,
because
I've
they think
guys,
they're gonna get
not
it.
Not even that, but the guys that I've dated, like I've had guys, like in love with me. And not just to say that, like, guys, where one of my friends one time told this guy, like, oh, you know, Ani's on a date right now. He literally took something and he almost threw it on his glass table until she said, like, that was crazy.
My thing is, following you.
Like, nobody else is, like you said, nobody else has had it and shit. But my thing is, it's kind of like the iPhones. Like, do you really want the first batch?
But you know, not man, only that, because.
Buggy.
So yeah. But here's the difference between that comparison right there. Like, that new iPhone, there's gonna be a newer and better model, right?
Hell
and
yeah.
Then you're always gonna want a newer and better
every
model
year.
Same with the having sex with a virgin. It's not like she's gonna be her virgin. Like, you ruined her one time,
you ruined her.
And you don't know if this girl's gonna be a freak. You don't know that.
More than likely,
I think I'm gonna be a freak. I'm gonna tell you right now.
But how long is it gonna take you to become a freak though?
When I'm ready. Like, see, the thing is, what's the rush for me right now?
No, there's no rush. I'm not saying I'll do it. I'm just saying that you're not gonna be well versed in this hemisphere.
Not in the beginning, no. And I'm completely, like, the guy who does end up having sex with me is going to know that. And he's going to have to be willing to be like, yo, like, I want to be the one to teach you. I want to show you this. I'm not going to know the difference between right and wrong, what I'm supposed to do, what I'm not supposed to do. So he's going to show me that. And he's going to willingly show me that. Because if I decide to have sex with you, more than likely this guy loves me and I love him.
So you said that this guy, there was a guy before this guy that they were in love with you, right?
Yeah.
So why didn't you?
Because I wasn't in love with him.
So
the only reason I dated him is because my friends sort of forced me in a way to like him. Because they'd be like, yo, like, this guy is so good for you. Like, it's very rare for a guy to love you this much, to do all this for you. Like, so in a way, it was kind of like guilt tripping me until this day. I'll tell them.
Let me tell you.
Yeah, like, if you guys read my text messages to this guy, it's like, yo, I'm not interested. Or whatnot.
You still got him?
Hell no, I blocked him.
I was about to say, what the hell?
She said, no, I blocked him. So the thing is, this is my thing. Like, she said, you ruined her once. That's hilarious. So my whole thing is, just based on my experience with a virgin, I'm cool.
I don't want that trouble.
I don't like being that guy. Like, forever, I'm that guy. That all you took, like you said, you ruined her.
Yeah.
Not whatever. Ruined. I mean, ruined her down there. Right. That's what I mean. Like, you probably made her life
you
great.
You soiled her.
But it's not even. But okay.
With her, it was just bad. It was a really bad experience. My first time was better than the first time I had with her.
But see, that's why everyone's different.
And I was bamboozled out of the penis. Mm. Like, I'd rather relive the being tricked out of the dick than to go through that experience
Damn.
Again.
And take somebody's virginity.
Yeah, because it's just bad. It's not properly lubricated. You know what I'm saying? Because she don't know. Like, this is her first go giddy up. You know what I'm saying? Not properly lubricated. It's terrible.
Which and I think that is kind of.
She don't know how to move her leg out the way.
And that's why I don't want to have sex with a guy who's a virgin.
See?
Like, what?
Yeah, I don't want to. Look at what he's saying. He didn't know what he was doing. Like, hell
no. I knew what I was doing by the time I got to my
But the
girl.
First time.
Oh, the first time, I didn't know
what
I was
doing. Yeah, he doesn't know.
But I just kind of laid there. Shantae did everything.
Wait, I thought her name was something else.
Shantae?
I thought it was Christina.
Christina was the ex-girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
Shantae is the girl who took my virginity.
So well, what if
it was a girl named Tremaine, but it wouldn't.
Whoa,
it wouldn't,
whoa what?
It was a girl named Tremaine.
Are you sure she was a girl?
I'm for sure she was a girl.
Tremaine.
What the fuck? Tremaine? Her name was Tremaine. Spell her name.
Like Tremaine.
Like, hey, my nigga.
She's a little on the ghetto side. You know what I'm saying? She skewed a little urban. You hear what I'm saying? But
hey, my nigga, you want this box?
No, she skewed a little urban. You know what I'm saying? But she wasn't new to the go around. I was, but it wouldn't really fit. It wouldn't really go all the way in. Shantae was determined to make that shit happen, and it happened.
Oh,
so
that sounds painful.
I don't really know who took it from me. You know what I'm saying?
See, like, I don't want to be in that position. Yeah. I don't know who took it from me.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I want to make. And the guy that I do have sex with, I'm going to make sure he gets his tests, like HIV, all that, because I have not lived 24 years without having sex.
Just to have sex with one person.
Oh, my God.
You know
God.
What? Hey, low key.
That happened to one of our friends.
Shouts to. Wait, what you talking about?
She got pregnant with
her. Yeah. We're going to see. She said that shit before. Shout to Miss Bliss.
Miss Bliss!
She was a virgin for some time, and the first time she had sex, she got pregnant.
The first time she had sex with a condom.
Yeah, shouts to Dupree.
Supposedly. She got pregnant. Right.
And she said, she's like, it didn't even go in like that. And yeah.
Man.
Pregnant. Can you imagine that? How would you feel like the first time you experienced some shit go down? Like, whether you get pregnant or you catch some shit.
No, that would be horrible. That's why, like, if the guy says, like, no, I'm not going to get that test, I'll be like, cool, like, bye. Hey, like, I'm not going to sleep with you.
What if you get pregnant the first time you have sex ever?
Damn.
That happened to our homegirl.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
She got pregnant the first time.
You're
she
waiting ever, all this time.
She ever fucked with a guy because she wasn't doing all that before. So she was, you know, playing for our team. And she.
Lakers, what up?
Yeah, Lakers, what up? Yeah, she wasn't no Clipper.
They sound like whores.
Lonzo Ball and this shit. All right, so, okay. Here's the thing. So you're not attracted to other virgins.
No. Hell no.
So can you see why it would be off-putting for a guy
nope.
to want to
no,
have sex with you? Why
no, no,
not?
No, no, no. Because
so, first of all, explain why you don't like virgins. One more time. Why not?
Because if you don't know what I'm doing and I don't know what I'm doing, then what are we
so
doing?
Somebody has to be figuring that shit out.
Somebody got to be experienced.
What about?
Like, I'm going to be nervous regardless.
You should probably,
because
I know you say you never like touch yourself. You should probably like.
I'm going to say, so wait. You've never like masturbated.
No, I don't know how to.
So you've never been curious.
I'm not going to Google it.
Listen, you've never been like.
And
this is like in the confines of your own home. Like, you've never been curious. Like,
well, I live
damn.
With my family.
Yeah, that's fine. But they go on vacation, right? You just came back from Chicago.
Yeah, and I was with my cousins.
Okay,
and
but I'm saying
we
like,
slept for like 2 hours.
There's never a moment or a time that you've like gotten curious to say, "Damn, let me see what." Because obviously, you never had an orgasm before. You never had.
I'm embarrassed to do that. I'm gonna be completely honest because I feel like I'm not gonna know what I'm doing. And if somebody asks me, "Hey, have you ever done that?" I'll be like,
listen,
"I tried."
Listen,
but I don't know what.
But that's
befitting
of a virgin. Like, that would make if you were to say that, that's something you shouldn't be ashamed of because you don't know what you're doing. So
I think I'd be more ashamed to say that than anything else, to be honest with you.
Hey, well,
I tried and I fucked up.
Listen, when you do start watching videos and trying to figure it out, don't watch them squirter videos. Because the squirter videos, they be doing, that should be crazy.
That should be true.
Like,
do you guys still watch porn?
They do this thing where they do this shit.
Yeah.
And they move their hand real fast and just shit go everywhere.
Are you open to not looking at porn? You don't want to look at porn?
No, I'm totally open to it. It's just kind of like right now.
So if Head was to open some shit on his laptop, would you look at it?
I wouldn't want to.
Why not?
Nah,
I just don't want right now. Like, I see some of his stuff.
Wait.
He's disgusting.
What did you
if that's
see?
Porn, that's porn.
I saw a video.
Tell him, yeah.
Listen, I want you to explain what you saw. Because you opened up his laptop. You were trying to go live. When you guys were doing live, you were setting up the computers. And then you were looking at something. Was it his phone?
I was trying to show her something.
What did you see? I want her to explain.
I don't know what I saw.
Explain what you saw.
I don't know. I swear I don't know.
To the best of your knowledge, because you said
it looked
ew.
Like a girl who's naked.
Okay.
And it looked very sexual.
Okay, so what was this girl doing?
Was she by herself, though?
Plot twist. What was this girl doing?
Honestly, I don't. Because he closed it. I said ew, and he closed it so fast, I didn't get to see it.
So what did you see? What?
I saw a guy sticking his thing inside of a girl, and it looked like it was close up. That's what I thought I saw. And watch it be complete. Was it right?
Is this true?
I don't know.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know what she saw,
Head is so disgusting. If you guys go through his laptop.
Oh, so, okay.
Nasty ass movie.
Okay.
Hey, listen,
he's
bro.
So nasty. Have you seen the shit
that he
says?
Fuck. Okay, yes. I've known this motherfucker for 10 years. So
God bless you.
If you listen to the podcast, we've heard some experiences. My thing
nasty.
Is, if Head was to play a video, not of his own, of...
I don't want to see it. I don't want to see
porn.
It.
You wouldn't want to watch a porn.
I don't want to see it.
Why not?
I just don't want to see it.
Why not?
I don't know.
You can explain why not.
No, I honestly just, when you say it, I don't want to be sitting here and watching porn with you guys. Like, that doesn't seem like
that's
something
not how I
want to do.
That's not how I want to spend my afternoon sitting here fucking watching porn
like,
with you.
Like, we can go watch a movie or something, but I don't want to watch porn.
Yeah,
no.
Movie is a movie. Shout out to not a movie.
So, okay, but you. Yeah. I'm just getting to the point of. You wouldn't want to. What we were talking about, you wouldn't want to date a guy that was a virgin because somebody knows what he's doing. So why wouldn't that give you the insight to say, you know what, let me try to learn beforehand. Maybe not have sex, but let me see what I do like and what I don't like and explore with myself. And if somebody asks, that's on you if you want to tell them or not, but at least have that experience for yourself. You've never been curious in bed alone, like, hey.
I want the guy to explore with me. The guy that I end up with.
Which brings me to my next thing then. So what if it's not sex and then a guy just, you guys are hanging out and he, wants to
fiddle? If I'm ready, I'm ready. But as of right now, I'm not.
Not ready. Okay.
Like, so I would know at the moment. I can't answer a question like that truthfully. Like, I'd probably be
but
lying.
You should probably, like, this is what I'm telling you, because I did it. You should probably just explore yourself first and figure out everything, all the moving parts. You know, figure out how to make a sandwich before you go trying to open a Subway.
Honestly,
you
hear what I'm right now, I'm trying to lose weight.
You hear what I'm saying?
I'm not going to have sex until I lose weight. Like, that's my whole thing right now.
No. Fuck that.
No, I'm totally about body image. That's what I am.
Listen. Hold on. Let me finish. Learn how to make a sandwich.
Then
open the Subway. You know what I'm saying? Figure out what kind of mayonnaise you like. Do you like Miracle Whip? Do you like mayonnaise? Do you like rye bread? Do you like sourdough
this
bread?
This does not make cool sense to me, Head. I don't know what you mean by these sexual. No. What do you mean by mayonnaise or?
Figure out your preference.
Like, you lost me after mayonnaise and Miracle Whip.
Okay. Figure out yourself first. Move some shit, touch some shit, rub some shit, caress. You know, move some shit out the way.
I touch my boobs.
Touch some other shit. You know what I'm saying?
I always touch my boobs, but right now.
You're touching boobs because your shirt. Okay, which brings me to the next point. Like, so, you know.
Let's talk about it. Go.
You dress, you know.
I dress very, I've been told before.
Cleveland,
Cleveland.
Shut up. No, I've told a guy before, so I was like, oh yeah, and by the way, I'm a virgin. I don't know how it came up, because he said something. He just stopped in the car.
He did the Scooby-Doo.
He's like, you don't look like a virgin. And I was like, what does a virgin look like? He's like, I don't know, it's just like the way you dress. It doesn't seem like you're a virgin. And another guy had told me the same thing. Whenever he met me, found out more about me, he's like, when I first saw you walking in the restaurant versus me knowing you now, you're completely different. He's like, low key, I thought I was just going to be able to hit it and quit it. He said that straight up. And I was just like, what? He's like, yeah, when you walked in, I turned to my friend. I was like, watch, I'm going to hit that. And then he's like, when I got your number, I was like, just watch. And I wouldn't hit him back up, right? Like, the only reason I hit him back up is because he threatened to send something to my house to find my address, because it was his restaurant. I gave him my card, so he knew my full name. He's like, if you don't come pick this up, I'm going to send it to your house. I'll find your address. And I was like, yo, chill. Like, I'll come pick it up.
I'll
whatever.
Get the shit. Yeah.
That sounds like some stalking.
Yeah, like, that threw me off. This is a crazy guy who eventually was in love with me.
Threw down the shit. Oh, wow.
That sounds like
bought me a big-ass teddy bear one day.
Oh, wow.
Oh, damn. I hope he doesn't hear this.
Oh, he heard that.
But, yeah, so... That's like the only times. Kinda.
That sound like some
like
super
those are the
crazy.
Only times guys have said that. And the way that I dress, like, to me, it doesn't seem like a big deal because no one is touching me. Mm-hmm. I'm not really going to these crazy places. Like, I'm not going to a club or anything. I'm not trying to hook up with anyone. I'm not doing all that. Like, that's not in my head. And it's just for me. I like dressing like that. I like the way Kim Kardashian dresses, or right now Kylie Jenner or Kendall. And I'm like, man, like, I want that top, or I want this. I like that. I just like looking good.
Yeah, I mean,
for me.
And there's nothing. Let me make it perfectly clear. There's nothing wrong with that. But you can see how sometimes it may send the wrong message to certain people.
I'm totally for it. Like, if people online will be like, nah, she's not a virgin. She's had this many dicks in her mouth. And I'm like, but.
Damn.
It's not like that's not. I read that in a YouTube comment one time.
Oh, yeah, they be killing us in the YouTube
comments.
Yeah, like,
they kill us in the YouTube. But whenever they say that, I'm just kind of like, okay. Like, I know what it is.
Yeah.
My parents know what it is. People who know me know what it is. So I'm not really tripping.
So you have sex for the first time. Who's the first person you tell?
My best friend and Natalia.
Your best friend and Natalia. Why Natalia?
Because Natalia's like an older sister, you could say. So, like, I go to her for a lot of advice. And honestly, like, if I were to decide to have sex, I would probably, like, if I decided, man, like, in the next month, I'm probably going to have sex, or next week. I was like, and she's like, she knows, right?
Yeah.
It's like, my friends have never had sex either, so.
Oh, so you're running with a pack of virgins.
Yeah, basically. So it's kind of like, who do you turn to?
The blind
and Natalia.
The blind.
It's very comfortable talking to Natalia, so it's easier to talk to her. Did she just pass away?
I think she did. That's the fucking craziest shit. Natalia, you busting it up? Wow, that's crazy. She really just walked by. That is wild.
Look, I just brought her in.
Natalia on the mic.
We were just talking about you.
So you need
Natalia
to know this important
Perez.
Information.
Oh my
Natalia
God, I have
Perez,
so many things in my hand.
Big
Hold
Boys
on.
Neighborhood
Hold
over
on.
Here.
It's destruction.
Check this
Natalia,
out.
Scoop this way.
You would be happy to know.
Yes. So anyway, let's just tell me what the fuck is going on.
Can I cuss on this?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, it's a home run.
Natalia's okay. So Ani just said what she said, and Natalia fucking walks by the door.
Okay, so what happened?
Natalia's here from Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Ani says,
"Follow me Instagram."
Don't plug your shit.
Here you go. Just
listen.
Shit.
Okay.
So we're talking about Ani, and she's talking about being a virgin. Obviously,
yes.
She said, you know, when she does lose her virginity, she's going to tell her best friends and you.
And you.
Yep.
You're
going to
be the
knows.
First person she calls before this shit happens.
Wow.
Yes.
How does that make you feel?
feel?
It makes me feel, well, you want me to be serious, joking, you serious?
Be honest.
Be honest. Yeah. It actually makes me feel really, like, lucky because there's another female out there that trusts me to be able to kind of divulge that to. And especially someone, like, in the female world, it is very hard to make adult female friends sometimes. It doesn't happen all the time. You might meet someone and you think they're cool, and then you find out, oh, they're not really like the type of female that I ride with.
Yeah.
But when you do meet another female who respects themselves and you enjoy their company, and then you find out that they trust you as well, mm-hmm. and just the way that you would trust them, you feel like, oh, nice about it.
Now, let's just assume, right? Let's just assume that you, because she said, I would probably give her a call like a good month before, you know. Let's assume that this is that month. Okay. What would you ask Natalia now?
Well, I would call her. Okay, so I'd be like, hey, Natalia, so are you busy? First thing I ask, right? And then she's yes or no, depending. Busy schedule.
Of course.
So,
like, I'm having sex.
Right.
Sorry, girl, call me back.
Wait, I'm not busy. Having sex. No, I'd ask her, like, hey, kind of like, how do I ask him to get an STD test? Because Natalia, one of the first things she told me, and this was honestly very helpful, I never thought about it. I told my friends, if you're going to have sex with a guy, make sure he gets the STD check. A lot of people don't think about that, and I didn't either. And then Natalia said, and I was like, damn.
Like, I got to hit him with these papers.
Yeah, like, papers. Natalia, where's a good place to go?
Show me your papers.
Show me your papers.
So,
yeah, for real.
One bit of advice that we tried to offer her up was, hey, you know, before you actually go down, because we asked her, would she have sex with a virgin? She says no, because she wants to have somebody that's a little more experienced. I said, well, why don't you kind of take your own advice and explore your body and kind of see what you like and don't like.
Yeah.
See what's down there.
I said, look, learn how to make a sign before you open the Subway. You hear what I'm saying?
And I
tug on this, pull that.
Do what
twist
you
that, bite this.
Twist what?
Twist
your foot. No, don't twist anything.
Don't twist
anything. Yeah, that's not what I'm saying.
You might like this.
Shout out to Nikki.
You just drop names a lot.
These who was it? Christina, Nikki, Tremaine.
Tremaine didn't sound like a girl, by the way.
I think he's just saying like famous people like Christina Milian. That's just immediately who I start thinking of, like Nicki Minaj.
He called somebody.
Really? Why?
No.
She's freaking gorgeous.
Listen, that's what's wrong with you women. You think it's about aesthetics. She got to be crazy.
What about Ashanti?
I would definitely fuck with Ashanti.
Ashanti is today. Like, she's thick with two C's.
I'll be Ashanti's side motherfucker.
For no reason.
What?
So, I think Christina is hot as hell.
But back to the point, do you think that's some good advice in terms of like, hey, explore your body first or just...
Yes, because it could give you a confidence that you might not have if when you decide to do sleep with someone, you're going to be... Here's the thing. When you decide to sleep with someone, you're going to be really shy. You're going to be like, what's he doing? Right. Oh my God, what is he thinking?
Turn the lights off.
But if you already like know your body and know your sexuality, you can like work with it a little bit more. And it's not about like... It's not going to be about like, oh, him, let me show him what I like. It'll just give you more confidence in knowing your body and exploring it and being comfortable with your sexuality and being comfortable being naked in front of someone else.
Because I'm not even comfortable being naked by myself right now. I don't like my body right now.
You should always love your body. Every day you should look in the mirror naked.
There
full
we go.
Butt
really?
Naked.
And you got to get in the shower.
So
why
not? And you should look in the mirror and you should be naked. And you should say, like, give yourself an affirmation. Be like, I love my body. Like, I look at my, like, I'm not super, like, thin model with abs and, like, the best, like, black China butt, whatever you want to do.
That shit's not cool.
But please, I will stand there and I go, small boobies, I love you. Big butt, I love you. Chunky little side when I roll like this, there's a long high there, I love you. And just, like... If you're comfortable with yourself, the sex that you have with someone else is going to be so much better because
Absolutely.
When you have sex, your inhibitions have to go out the
window. Yeah.
And when they do, it's so much better.
It's no holds bar. It's like motherfucking, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Big top.
It's fucking, not WrestleMania, fucking, what's that
Royal Rumble. Royal Rumble in this moment. Over the top rope out this bitch.
Let it go.
It's fun. It's a lot more fun. Yeah. So... Ani, your assignment now is to look at yourself in the mirror every day. And every day, you'll get a little bit more and more comfortable with staring at your beautiful, gorgeous body. I mean, you have great, I've never seen you naked, but you have great boobs and a cute butt and a little waist.
Thank like, you, shout squats. But see, like, I'm still uncomfortable with that. Right. No, but I'm, like, I'm not comfortable with that. And people will say you have a nice body or whatever it is, this and that, and I just don't feel like I do.
But why not? Why not, though? I mean, you're obviously just attractive.
I don't like my stomach.
We're our
I don't. Like
our, we're what is worst it? Critics. Yeah. We're our own worst critics.
Like, I think I have a really big stomach.
Of course yeah, well, no, you don't.
Yeah, but see, you could say that as much, and I don't say this out loud often because I don't want people to think that I'm saying this for compliments because I'm not.
Not at all.
But if I have to be completely honest, like, my friends know. They never say, no, do this. Like, I'm not comfortable with my body, which is why I'm working out more now.
Gotcha.
Like, I'm doing something about it, you know? Gotcha. But I'm still not comfortable with it. I hate my stomach. I was telling Natalia today, I'm like, when I was a kid, I was like, man, can I just cut my stomach off and then I'll just come together?
Nope. Yeah, it's called tummy tuck.
Right, that they have those procedures.
Yeah, no, but I wouldn't want that.
It was funny that we were talking about this and you literally just walked by. So it was like, oh, shit, grab it real quick, man.
Yeah.
Your assignment.
What? Yeah, that's your assignment. What? Did anyone ever give you advice before you had sex?
Hell no.
No,
Shantae just took it.
Man,
Shantae was her name.
Yeah,
Christina, Shantae,
Trimaine,
Nikki
was.
Nikki liked the twist.
Yeah.
Nikki liked the twist on herself, or Nikki liked to give you a twist?
No, I
don't like the twist.
One piece of advice that I did get from my best friend, rest in peace. He told me because he had sex before me, and it's so funny. Like as a kid, it sounds funny as fuck, but he was like, "Yo. You know, the pussy's not, like, under the stomach." He really thought that point. Like, he didn't realize, like...
Oh, my God.
Like, you know what? And, you know, I didn't have sex at all. I didn't know. I was like, oh, shit, for real?
No.
Like,
I didn't know. I didn't know either. Let me tell you something. I didn't know either before that. Yeah. I didn't know that women had three holes. I thought it was just two.
Oh, God.
I didn't know y'all had three holes.
Right. Dog, did you think we only had, like, a pee hole and a poop hole?
I always thought it was two holes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. No, and I thought we went in through the pee hole.
You know what?
Hole.
I will tell you, I'm not even going to laugh at that because I know a girl that when I went to high school with, and she only thought that she had two holes.
Wow.
Because she was like, because it was all about... that's like way TMI. But
go
just,
ahead.
Okay, so we were trying to teach her how to use a tampon, and she was like, but if I have a tampon in, how am I going to pee at the same time? Yeah. And we were like, girlfriend. Like,
I did the same
thing. I was like, here's a mirror.
Really?
Go look at yourself.
No, that's what I did. You taught me how to wear a tampon too, though.
Oh, that's right.
It was December.
It wasn't you. This is someone in high school.
She's like, wait a minute. This is Adi shit. Wow.
I got a discovery, dog.
Wow.
I didn't know what it... I mean, I knew what it looked like.
Yeah.
But I just saw this one porno like the other day. And the chick... You could literally see her pee hole.
Wow.
Like, yeah, I've never saw that. Yeah. You always just come out somewhere in there.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
I actually saw the pee hole for the first time. And it kind of grossed me out because it's right next to the clit.
Right.
And you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you'd be looking around that motherfucker.
Wow.
You'd be like, oh my God.
Bro.
Like,
what the fuck?
But that's a serious thing. She not taught me, she didn't come and show me, but she gave me a tampon because I needed it in December.
Right, right.
So when she gave that, I go, I'm like, Natalia, where does it go?
Wow.
And then she's like, well, in this hole. And I was like, damn it. So I'm texting my friends at this point. I'm like,
yeah. How do
I? Yeah, I'm like, and I have to get back to the boards because I was running Big's boards.
Whoa! Okay. TMI right there.
Like, I washed my hands and everything.
I couldn't wear it then.
Then I went and I bought like a big pack and I was just like trying it. And I remember texting Natalia saying, I finally did it. Or I saw her.
It was
her,
so,
like,
liberating.
Yeah, it was amazing. I felt so happy.
What emoji did you use?
Man, I don't know, but I'm sure I saw the text
probably about the red dot.
Hey, salute to women because I had to buy my little sister some tampons, dog. And them motherfuckers are expensive.
Oh, they are.
Oh, my God, for some napkins?
And we used to have a tampon tax.
Listen, dog. What?
There was a tampon tax. We used to get... there's a tax where on certain things you don't get taxed on because it's like a... It's like... detrimental to your life or something like that. I'll have to look it up. But we used to get taxed on tampons, and it was like, why are we getting taxed on tampons? Like, this is a health thing. We gotta look it up. But there used to be a tampon tax. We voted it. No more tampon tax.
Let me tell you something, dog. We went to Walgreens because it was last minute. I couldn't go to Target or nothing. She's like, I need to go. I'm like, she's like, give me $20. I'm like, $20?
Wow.
The fuck out my room, dog. Yeah. She's talking about you need $20 for some napkins.
They're not just napkins.
She's like, how much they cost? She's like, that's how much they cost.
They're expensive.
So we walk over there, nigga, the shit was $18.39.
For how many pack?
For a fucking pack. I don't remember how many.
There's probably like 40 or 30 inside.
It's balled up tissue.
But there's three different sizes, so you can't.
I mean,
but you know, you
40?
Can't use it all because it's like you use the Supreme sometimes, and then you use the regular, mm-hmm. and then you use like the larger, whatever it is. But
you need the variety pack.
Yeah, like when it gets less, you use the smaller one.
Bras are $40.
Yeah.
Oh, I've spent like $70 on a bra.
$45 for an undershirt.
Get the fuck.
And the bigger your boobs are, the bigger, the more expensive your bra is.
That is true. When I was younger, I was a little chubbier, so I had double D's, right, on my bras. Damn. And they were like $10 more. I'd be embarrassed to buy bras, though, so my friends would buy it.
That cost $45. It don't make no fucking sense.
And think about this. How many different styles of underwear do you need? I know guys have like some prefer one over another one.
Yeah,
okay, you have one style, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we have to not just have the regular panties, but we got to have the thong panties, the G-string ones, the lacy ones, the ones that match. Do you ever think about matching your socks to your boxers? No, we always have to match our bra to our pants. Not always, but most of the time we have to, like, if we want to be cute for you.
My shit is black and gray right now.
Exactly.
Yeah, I got
and you can't just have the white bra. You got to have the white bra and the black bra, the nude bra, the lacy one, the strapless bra, the one that crosses in the
back.
That's too
much.
It's too much.
And Calvin Klein looks nice, but it's so expensive.
The fuck out of here. Okay, man, I don't know how the fuck we got around all of that shit. But we're going
to
wrap this up. She said before, earlier in the podcast, she said.
He's pointing at me, guys.
Ani, you're right. Thank you for the radio tip. That she thinks she's going to lose it within a year.
I hope so.
You think so?
I think so. Yeah, I think from when I met Ani to now, she not only has become smarter, but also a little bit more mature in that sense of like sexuality and not being like, oh my God, you know, so shy about it. And I think she's a lot more intrigued about it.
Right.
So she just has to find the right guy who's going to not be an asshole about it.
That's going to be the challenge right there.
Yeah, that's basically when I would feel like it's right mentally too.
Yeah, because it's a big step.
I don't think you should have sex. Fuck it. I wish I didn't have sex.
No, you tripping.
This is the first thing he told me when I met him 2.5 years ago.
I'm telling you the truth.
You tripping, dog. Yeah. I don't agree with that.
All those glorious times where you
never
had
sex.
Right. Wait, do it again.
I'm cool.
You wish you never had sex?
I wish I didn't have sex.
You fucking tripping.
I wouldn't know what I was missing. Like right now, she don't know. So
that's fine. But when I have sex, it's
going to
be amazing. I'm going to walk in all happy. Maybe I'll start limping sometimes.
She doesn't know when she's horny.
She does.
Yeah, she doesn't.
I think she's been horny before, for sure.
Probably. I'm not saying I haven't.
She's like, I'm probably horny right now. I don't even know what's going on.
I'm not
going
to say I haven't been, but I'm also not going to say I have, because I can't sit here and be like, man, that one day.
You being a pervert, do you think that it's going to just be an explosion after that, to the point, not like that explosion?
No. I'm going to be a freak.
Like, shit goes
downhill. I think if the guy's the right guy who is nice about it, because I'll tell you this, the first guy that I slept with, we were dating and it was fine or whatever, and then at some point in our relationship, he started to make me feel bad for wanting to be intimate. And I didn't get it. And I thought there was something wrong with me. I was like, why am I as a female wanting to be intimate? But he think like, oh my God, there's something wrong with me. Then a couple years later, I started dating this other guy, and he was all about fun and like, let's just be, not like, let's be animals, but let's just like explore each other's bodies. Yeah. And he appreciated me. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is so much fun.
I like this.
This is what it's about.
Yeah.
So if he's the right guy and like wants to go on this journey with you, then yes, it'll be fun and there'll be the explosion. But if he's a jerk and just hits it and quits it, and then it'll be sad.
I want my virginity back.
No, you can't get that shit back.
Fuck
it's
that.
You're not going to happen.
Chop your dick off.
Wow.
If you really don't want to, chop it off.
Lorena, appreciate y'all listening to this shit.
Yeah, let's
she talking about
that.
Cutting off manhood.
Hi,
it's time
you
to
said
go.
You didn't want
exactly.
It.
It's time to go up out of here. Look, at Homegrown Radio, everything, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, Facebook. Thank you so much.
iHeartRadio app.
For subscribing.
Hey,
yeah, we just got added to the iHeartRadio app. Thank you guys for listening so much. Shouts to all the affiliates. This is Homegrown Radio, and we out.